Lord, I just thank you for this day. I am frail. I am weak. But with God, I am strong. Apart from God, I can do nothing. None of us can. Lord, I just ask that you would only let me say what you want to say. Only let me do what you want to do. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to be coming from Genesis chapter 19 today. Chapter 19, and we'll start at the first verse. And there came two angels to Sodom at even. And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, "Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early, and go on your ways." And they said, "Nay, but we will abide in the street all night." And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him and entered into his house. And he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. Have you ever been in a situation and felt that you were too good for that situation? Have you ever been in a relationship and one day you woke up and you were like, "You know what? I'm better than this. I'm too good for this relationship. This is not healthy. This job is toxic. My skill set says that I shouldn't even be at this job. I'm better than this." Well, if you've ever said that, I have news for you. You were right. You are special. You are better than this. You can do better. You do deserve better. The title of today's message is Anywhere But Here. And my mom walked all over the message this morning, and I'm okay with that. I don't mind following in God's footsteps. So if we're saying the same thing, if you heard it again, you heard it this morning, you hear it now, it's okay. Let's go to 12. Stay in 19, but let's go to verse 12. And the men said unto Lot, "Hast thou here any besides, son-in-law, and thy sons, and thy daughters? And whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it." Perhaps there are some things, and I'll just speak to my own life. Perhaps there are some things that you're doing. There are some things that you may be around. There are some things that you may be surrounded by, and they're not good for you. Come on. You are special. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Come on. So perhaps it may be time for you to do something different. Perhaps it may be time for you to get up out of here. Perhaps it may be time for you to leave certain things and certain people behind. You're too good for this. And Lot went out. 14. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, "Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city." But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, "Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city." And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, then he said, escape for thy life. The world is rough. But you know, there is a lot at stake. This scripture says, escape for your life. What's been going on, and I'm not even saying, I mean, some of y'all are doing fine. Maybe it's just me, but I'm not doing fine. I am not doing the things, I'm not doing everything right. I'm not living up to my potential. There are some things that I have to let go of. And our lives are at stake. We got to go. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou all in the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. 18 says, and Lot said unto them, oh, not so, my Lord. Nineteen says, behold, now thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shown unto me in saving my life. Mm-hmm. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. 20 says, behold, now this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one? My soul shall live. There is a consolation prize here. So myself, and maybe there are some others, you know that you have to make some changes. You know that you are too good to be where you are, and it's time to go. And so maybe, you know, you realize this and you shoot for the moon, right? You say, well, I'm going to stop doing this, I'm going to stop doing that, and then I'm going to do this. And sometimes your aspirations are way up here. But there's a consolation prize. He said, they told him where to go. They said, yeah. Man, the two angels sent by God said, flee into the mountains. Yeah. You can't stay here. This is where you need to go. And Lot said, you know, Jesus. It was a bogus excuse. He said, I can't go there. Now, why would, he says, I'm afraid for my life. Let me just go into a small town. Let me ask you this. Why would angels sent by God tell you to go somewhere that's dangerous? Why would they tell you to go somewhere just to lose your life? But there's a consolation prize. You know, the angel said, okay, if you want to go over there, that's fine. You want to go to this little town called Zoar? That's fine. But the main thing about this is that you can't stay here. I'm not saying, you know, every day you get up is a new opportunity.
Amen.
That's the beautiful thing about tomorrow. That's the beautiful thing about today is that I don't have to think about what I did yesterday. Last week, I got it wrong. Yesterday, I got it wrong. But as soon as I wake up, that's God saying to me, hey, man, it's a fresh start. How about today? How about now? I don't care what you did yesterday. I don't care what you lost. I don't care what you had. But how about today? What are we going to do today? What are we going to do this morning? What are you going to do? What are we going to do with the mercies of a new day? What are you going to do with the mercies that have been extended you today? I don't care what happened.
Come on. Jesus.
21 says, still in chapter 19, and he said unto him, see, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for the which thou hast spoken. haste thee, escape thither. He says, all right, you want to go to Zoar, you want to go to that little town, go ahead and go. Just get up out of here. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar. 23 says, the sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. I don't know about you, but I do some of my worst driving when my eyes are fixated in the rearview mirror.
Amen. Amen.
That's tough. That's tough to drive, and I'm good. I drive with one hand, right? I got one hand on the wheel, but it's really tough when I'm on interstate doing about 65, 70, but I'm looking back. That never seems to go well. And I'm telling you, with the way God is, and we talked about, you know, Peter a couple weeks ago, God is always trying to move forward. It's tough to go forward when you keep looking back.
Amen.
So much so that God turned Lot's wife into a pillar of salt, all because she looked back. It may be tempting to dwell on some of the mistakes that you've made. Maybe it is tempting to think about what you did yesterday and to dwell on it. And that, yeah, I mean, you were wrong. I was wrong. I did wrong. But God is not really interested in what you did yesterday. He's interested in what are you going to do moving forward. Sometimes you just got to let some things go.
Amen.
You know, my dad was like, and my mom and dad, they're both givers. They love to give things. Who's a bad receiver? Someone ever give you something and you're like, oh man, you didn't have to do that. Oh no, I'm good. Hey, you need some cash? Nah, man, I'm straight. But sometimes I ain't straight. I tell my dad, no, I'm good. Car, coughing. I'm on fumes. Riding. Looking for change under my seat so I can put some pennies together and put a few dollars in the tank. My dad and I talked yesterday. And he said, Eric, he said something that stood out to me. He said, Eric, I want to help you. He said, I want to take care of some things. He said, look, when you're behind on things, you're playing catch up. He says, man, it, basically what you're doing ain't getting it. You ain't got it. It's hard. He said, I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's hard to catch up sometimes. And the sacrifice that it takes to catch up is so great that you're going to rob from this area and take from this area, and then you're going to give over here, but over here is still lacking. You know, your back is uncovered. He said, I want to help you. But then this is what's important. He said, man, that's just who I am. I know you say you're straight, but it's just who I am. That's what I do. And I realized that not only do I have to let my dad be who he is, but we just got to let God be who he is.
Amen.
If it's okay with you, can God just be God? If it's okay with you, can we get up out of here? Can we do something different? Can we make some changes? Can he bless you? Can he help you? Can he care about you? You ain't straight. You're not straight. But it's okay. But can God be God? Can he do it for you? Can he give it to you?
Amen.
Can he wipe your tears? Can he hold you? Are you okay? You're not straight. We ain't straight all the time. We might as well stop saying we are.
Amen.
We might as well stop pretending that we're straight.
Amen. Amen.
Life ain't easy. Why would he extend all of these resources to us if it was a piece of cake? What good would the indwelling of the Holy Spirit be if life was a piece of cake? We need him.
We need him.
We ain't straight. It's so important not to look backwards. It's so important to just, if God is willing to move forward, I think we should be too.
Amen.
Let's get over it. Maybe we won't have what we had back then, but thank God we don't. Thank God we don't. Maybe it won't be like it was yesterday, but thank God that it ain't. Let it go. You don't have to go there, but Luke chapter 17, and this is a strange story about Lot's wife. Her name is never mentioned. It's a very small piece of a very tiny piece of the Bible. But in Luke 17, verse 31 through 33, it says, it harkens back and says, remember Lot's wife. She wasn't discussed very much in chapter 19, but Luke says, hey, remember that? Remember what happened to Lot's wife? You remember how dangerous it is to look backwards? You saw what happened. Did you take note of what happened when someone wanted to dwell on the past? When someone wanted to look back and say, well, what about this? What about my home? What about my car? God rendered Lot's wife useless. If you want to think about yesterday, whether it was I had it so good back then or I had it so bad, you will be rendered useless. If you can't move forward, you are useless to God. If you want to dwell on what you did, what you had, what you could have had, could have, should have, would have, you are useless. God can't do anything with that. I ain't saying you gotta all of a sudden today do everything that you know to do, but you can't stay here, anywhere but here. Can we do a little? Can we do a little bit better? Lot said, maybe I won't go to the mountains, but I got a small town in mind that I think I can go to. Is that okay? Long as you don't stay here. If you, I was told to shoot for the moon. Because if I miss, at least I'll be amongst the stars. I won't be here. I ain't doing what I was doing yesterday.
Amen.
I'm done. At this time, I was reminded to do an altar call. So if there's anyone who has any prayer needs, healing, anyone want to get saved, anyone want a church home, now is the time to do so.